our reading from the Good News according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the 8th year of the presidential term of Barack Obama, when Scott Walker was governor of Wisconsin, and during the pontificate of Francis I, when Robert Morlino was bishop of the Diocese of Madison, the word of God came to Mary Ellen, the daughter of Thomas and Mary Grace, in the desert of her life. Historical precision has a way of waking us up and shaking us into reality. It's almost shocking. We live in history and create history every day of our lives, but how much do we think about the actual time and place of our lives? God comes to each of us, just as God came to John the Baptist, son of Zechariah, at a certain moment in history. And after that, nothing was ever the same. The Word of God confronts us now in this historical moment on this second Sunday of Advent in 2015. We are who we are today, shaped by our culture, our relationships, our hopes and dreams, and even our frustrations. There is no one else exactly like us. We stand before our Creator as unique individuals, ready to receive the Word of God, tailored precisely to our receptivity. Indeed, we are different, yet we are the same, because deep down we are created from the same stardust, and will return one of these days to the same earth. In the meantime, we are precious vessels of the exquisite power of God's Word. We hold within ourselves the very mercy of God, received in vulnerability, given in generosity. As Dominicans, we proclaim at profession our yearning for the mercy of God and yours. Now, in this precise moment in history, that mercy is being activated in our world, and we participate in that process. Now is the moment for us, too, to cry out in the wasteland of our suffering world, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God.